All right, so we left off yesterday discussing a basic hakira about whether or not a bensora mora nidon al shem sofo is to be taken literally. Right, what are we saying that the bensora mora is being punished for? Is he getting an onesh? Right, we're saying that he gets an onesh kishar onesh mishab Torah. He gets an onesh for that which he did. Or maybe no, it really is in some way al shem sofo. It's really it's something that he didn't do anything now, but he will do things in the future. So we pointed out a number of rayas that seem to indicate that it is not nidon Hashem sofo. It's not nidon Hashem sofo. What were some of those rayas? What?
I mean, completely.
Right. It has to be somewhat Hashem sofo. The Gemara says so.
Right.
Right. So you could say, the Gemara is just saying, and I got it. The Gemara is saying. And the Mishnah, actually, not so much Agadat as in Mishnah. Once in a while, you get a little bit, but, yeah.
And you have, according to the Rambam, you have to give Hatra right before.
Right.
If you do this, you're going to get me.
Correct, right. So according to the Rambam, we say that you need real Hasra. Right, so that's going to, we'll talk more about that as we go. So the Rambam, and we pointed out that Rashi on the Mishnah, on Ayin Aleph, Amid Aleph, I saw that, showed you that Rashi two times, I think. Rashi says you don't need to give Hasra. It's not Hasra Gemura, right? It's an interesting Lashon Rashi. We'll come back to it. And if you got a chance to see the Menchas Chinuch, he doesn't really comment on the Rashi. What does he say about the Rashi? So I just don't know what he's talking about. Like, it's like, why? Where's not Hasra Gemura? What? Like, I don't understand. Like, where's Rashi coming from with that? So the Rambam says you need to give Hasra. Right, that's one strong indicator that he's not nidon Hashem sofo. He's nidon Hashem sofo. It's only what he's going to do in the future. Who cares if he needs hasra for what he's doing now? Yeah.
Isn't it pretty clear from the Gemara and Rashi explanation when we ask the kofin to be chayav with nidon Hashem sofo that he's nothing except right now because if he was, he's not by Bahrain. Therefore, it has to be that there's no chet right now because if it wasn't, there's no question to ask the kofin to be chayav because he's not Bahrain.
Right, so that's what we said, that the Havamina was that he's nidon Hashem sofo. Kamash Malan seems like, what's the Kamash Malan? That's the whole question that we're trying to answer. So what is the Kamash Malan? But really is nidon Hashem sofo. Good, 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 good. So you want to, which Rashi specifically be Medayikin? Right.
So therefore we can kill
Papa
because
Hashem has a law. Right? So the question is, so the reason I'm not sure about that diuk is Rashi just explaining the Divra Maskel or is explaining what he thinks the Maskana Sai Gemara is also? Right? You could learn that way. I'm not saying you're for sure wrong. I'm just not sure if you can be medayik that from Rashi. Meaning again, let's read the Gemara. Let me just read the Gemara for a second. Tell me what you think. Right? The Gemara says that what was the Havamina that a cotton? How do we know a cotton is potter? And he says, what are you talking about? Shelo bolach la'mitzus. Su heich ashkan da'anish hakasav da'acha leboy krala miftere. Right? There's no such thing as an onish for a cotton. So anan hachi kamina. Otu ben sora mora al cheto nerag al shem sofo nerag. The cave and al shem sofo nerag afilu katan nami. Right? So I would have said that even a katan can be killed al shem sofo. So Rashi comments over there, he's killed for his chet, and he says, diniboy baronshin. Right? In other words, would he be, I'm sorry, Rashi, you read with the Divra Maschel. Otu ben sora mora al shem cheto nerag diniboy baronshin. What, would we have even needed him to be a Bar Onshin? Right, etc. Right? So he's really just explaining the line, Otu min soramora al shem cheto nerag. Meaning, because the Gemara doesn't really explain it here, he's just filling in the blanks. He's saying, is a ben soramora killed because of the chaton that he does right this minute? And Rashi's just telling you, no, of course not. He's not killed because of what he did this minute. What did he do this minute? He ate some wine. He ate some meat. He drank some wine. Big deal.
So he never
So then the Gemara says, no, but we see that you would have thought that he could be a katan, that he could even be killed by as a katan because he's nidan Hashem Sofo, so therefore we need to be mamayed a katan. So in other words, the question is that you can still read the same chakira into this Gemara.
There is no Kamashma. It's not Kamashma alone that he's not nidan Hashem Sofo. It's that there's a positive mamayed. It's not Kamashma alone. It's that really it should be. And therefore, Rabbi, you need to come on and say that we have a Adama Pro. But not that Kamashma alone. It's not the Chit paper that comes from Chabad Hashem. It's not Kamashma alone. It's not the Gun. The Pasuk doesn't show that it's not the Hashem Zayf, but it just shows that it's the meat of the Kotlin.
I don't know if there's a difference. I'm saying, is there a difference between when it says Ma'u Detaim of Kamashmalan versus when it simply implies it?
Where does that answer show that it's not Nidan Hashem Sofo? That doesn't take away the Nidan Hashem Sofo.
No, he is Nidan Hashem Sofo.
Right.
But the question is, what does that mean? Meaning, since he's Nidan Hashem Sofo, so I would have thought you could include a cotton. So the Pasuk is Mamayit a cotton. He is Nidan Hashem Sofo. That's a Mishnah. You can't argue on.
No, I'm saying we haven't taken away that concept that he is not.
So you're saying everything else stands, but there's actually a technicality that says you can't punish a cut.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. I'm not saying that that's wrong. I just don't think that's any way indicated by Rashi.
I think it's pretty much what the Gemara
means. Again, that might. I think that's one half of the ways you can explain the Gemara. But I don't think the Diuk in Rashi is anything. That's all. Saying Rashi is just helping you read the Gemara here.
Right.
That's all. That's all I'm trying to say. Saying, but I think within this Gemara, you can say two possibilities. Although, you know, so you could ask the Kasha, then why is it that you don't punish a cotton? Since the Torah says you don't punish a cotton, so don't read anything into that. The fact the Torah says that technicality, you don't punish a cotton. Right? But still, everything else stands, but for whatever reason, we're not punishing a cotton. We don't know why. That's Mamash a Chok. We don't know why we're not punishing a cotton, because technically he's neither Hashem Sofo, so you should punish the cotton. Okay, but the Torah says you're not allowed to. We don't know. Stam Xeris HaKasav with no svar whatsoever. Could be, or it could be no. That you have to temper what it means, neither Hashem Sofo. Right? Maybe neither Hashem Sofo is not as extreme as we would have previously believed. That, no, Avadi, he's doing Averis now, which warrants some type of punishment. What? Oh. So maybe the punishment is too extreme. Right? So that's what we have to figure out. Right? So just in terms of, so we brought some rayas. One of them is perhaps, you know, very arguable, like you're saying, that one raya that you could argue on is the Gemara here that we don't punish the cotton, but if he's needed on himself, well, maybe you should punish the cotton. So you could argue not stomach zeres cause not. Okay. But nevertheless, it is a strong indicator that there's some tokef to his maisa avera, and that's what's gorim his punishment. We brought another raya that we needed an ashara. Why do you need an Azara in order to, if he's going to be Nidon Hashem Sofo? Furthermore, we pointed out that the parents on Peches Amid Beis could be Mochel. Where's the Mechil? If he's Nidon Hashem Sofo, if he's a future serial killer, well, parents can give me Mochel. It doesn't help me. If he's Nidon Hashem Sofo, that's it. Right? So again, a number of indicators, and we point a number of indicators that seem to say that he is Nidan Hashem, that Nidan Hashem Sofo has to be tempered. Yes?
I was speaking to one of my friends in the other year about the Mochel thing. He said an answer, I don't really like it, but I'm going to see if I can bounce it off of you. Maybe a person is not a Ben Sora Mora if parents are willing to Mochel them. It's not that you're Ben Sora Mora and therefore, but you can still, your parents can Mochel you. It's that if your parents Mochel you, you're not Ben Sora Mora, therefore you're not.
Right, so that's the question. So the question that we would have to answer in terms of that, I don't know the answer right now, is let's look at the Gemara 1 second on Peches Amid Beis. The top line is, so the problem I'm going to have, at least according to Rashi, is as Ben Sora Mora Sheratzu Avim Limcho Lo Mochlen Lo. So Rashi then says, Afla Acher Shehasrubo V'Kilkel V'Hilku V'Chazer V'Kilkel. Imratzu limchol velo heviu lebeizdin mochano shehakasuv tala bohem v'tafsuba. Right, meaning it sounds like the mechila. It is only according to Rashi, but according to Rashi, the mechila that we're speaking about here is that the parents just don't schlep him to Beizdin a second time to be killed. But he essentially did everything that needed to be done. So the only way you could say that he's not a Ben Sora Mora because the parents were mochel is that the, because he didn't get killed as a Ben Sora Mora, so he's not a Ben Sora Mora. It's hard to say that.
You have a very, very, very specific requirements for Ben Sora Mora. I mean, I guess he tries to give you the idea that if this, you can be certain that he's going to become a murderer.
Right, okay? Right.
So, I mean, also, what Rashi says is, Kola and the parents. Like, he says, that's not a great answer, but you can say that if the parents are the type of people that would...
Okay, that's cute. Right, yeah. That's cute. But Lamaisa, it's hard to imagine that's really the pshat. You know, but I did like the first part that you were saying. So within the tzad to say that it's a pure nidon al shem sofo, you still have to categorize it somewhat. I thought of two basic ways to explain it, which are not nothing fancy, but just two very basic ways. One possibility is that you can say that, listen, clearly Ben Sora Mora is a huge chiddush, right? And we say, the Gemara and Mishnah says, Yor de Torah l'sof daitosh of Ben Sora Mora. The Torah somehow, with its Ruach HaKodesh, is able to psychoanalyze the Ben Sora Mora in such a way that we can tell you that for certain this kid has no chance. Once in a while, a psychiatrist or psychologist will tell you, this individual, this is going to end very, very badly. You know, and again, are they right? No, in their professional opinion, that's the way it was. You can get a second opinion, a third opinion, a 500th opinion. You know, maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. So the Torah, Beruach Kodesh, says, this is the one time that will tell you this will end badly. Finished. Right? That's the concept of Yor de Torah l'sof daito ben shel ben sora mora. However, it's only during this three-month period that it's Yor de Torah l'sof daito, and it's only with Bitno'im haniskarim la'el, right? It's only with the following conditions that everything has to be just so, right? And that includes that he has to be a gadol, and that includes that he has to have a srua, and that includes that his parents aren't mochel, and that includes all these different things. Right, it's only under that set of circumstances that the Torah is willing to be Yor de l'sof daito. You understand? Yeah.
Does Yesrei mean Hatzra Kol Pasuk or Eim Hatzra?
Meaning, what do you? Wait, I'm sorry.
You mean Hatzra from a previous pasuk? They mean like a pasuk that says this is the warning, then the punishment, or the Eidim warning?
The Eidim warning him, and then the Hatzra from Beis Din.
Doesn't Rashi say that that doesn't have to be?
Right, so Rashi rejects the idea of Hasra, but we're going, for this second, we're going with the Minchas Chinuch. We don't know what Rashi's talking about. We'll come back to Rashi. Right, for right now, we're going with the Minchas Chinuch of, where is he getting that from? Okay, Lamaisa, this is one way to understand it, that the whole thing is Kulo Chiddush, but Ein Achinami. He is Nidon Hashem Sofo, but in order to be Nidon Hashem Sofo, he has to perform exactly as such. Right, the second one is a slight variation on the first, right? That Ben Sora Mora is also Nidon Hashem Sofo, but his actions have to qualify as real actions. Right? There's a concept that I'm sure you're aware of. It says, Ein Maisa Katan Klum. That the Maisa of a Katan doesn't necessarily always qualify as a valid action with certain halachic, certain halachic conditions. Now, as we may argue, that's not necessarily so all the time, and it might not necessarily be so here as well. However, you can argue that if the kid is a katan, it's ki'ilu, he hasn't really done any of this, because his maisim don't really count that much. So since his maisim don't really count that much, so you can't even get the ball rolling on the whole discussion. So the Gemara's Havamina was, listen, nidon al shem sofo just means anybody can be psychoanalyzed, a katan, a gadol, it's irrelevant. Anyone can be psychoanalyzed. Right? But, kamash malon, that, no. It's his maisim have to be real. He has to actually perform the actions in a way that are valid in order for this to mean anything. Right? That's the idea. So therefore, since we say, ein maisa katan klum, we don't count with any brand of validity anything that he said. I don't know. These are two possibilities within this camp of it's still mamish nidon al shem sofo. He's not being punished for any of his current actions. It's just that in order to get to that point, you need to either A, act exactly as such, and therefore the Torah can say it's kiddush only under these circumstances, and as we said further, the parents have to look exactly alike and sound exactly alike, whatever. And saying, I'm like, possibility number one. And possibility number two is, no, it's just that his maisim don't count enough as a katan for him to be considered liable to be judged in such a way. All right, those are a couple possibilities within this realm. However, the lashon of the Rambam that we saw in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, as we said, that he needs hasra, and the Rambam uses a lashon over there of lo onesh hakasav katan shelo bo lechlal mitzvos. Right? So he says the Torah is not ma'anesh. The Torah doesn't punish a katan. Meaning what? This is an onesh. He's being punished for that which he did. He's getting an onesh. So it doesn't sound like it's simply a preventative measure. It sounds like it's mamish and onesh. And similarly, if you I don't know if I put it in the Maramakomos, but we saw it earlier, Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Hei in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he uses a lashon of v'nisba'er ha'onesh. Right? And the Chinuch also in Reish Memches use the lashon onesh. All three of them, when they talk about the death of the Ben Sora Moreh, they talk about it as an onesh. They talk about it as a punishment. Yes?
The question was by everybody is why do you need to read the mitzvah about how mitzvahs if you have the clear kotzer, right? Everybody answers that because the reason the Mishnah is specifically between 13 and Shtetzayim, right? So therefore that shows that the kotzer referring to in the Mishnah is talking about that stage. So and more like I think it's Maharam explains that what's the like problem is that since we haven't found anywhere else in the Torah that the kotzer is in Oynish, so we'll say over here also the Geras Apostles goes up until Shteisaris and not up until 13. So maybe that's what the Rambam means as well, exactly same lashon. That since nowhere else in the Torah do we punish a kotzer, so we'll say that he's only kind from Shteisaris and not from 13.
I guess you could say that, but why would you want to?
Because that's also the pshat in the Mishnah, why we still need the reason. Because otherwise you don't need the reason in the Mishnah anymore. Because as soon as you get a Pesach HaKotzer, you're going to undo it, what about the commentators?
Again, I just think you're taking a dochak pshat in the Gemara and then you're throwing it on to the Rambam who just says a normal lashon of onshim. Saying, well,
Rabbi, he doesn't say that over here we're not punishing because he said since nowhere else, since we don't punish anywhere else.
I understand how you're reading it. I'm not saying it just if you gave two choices, how should you read the Rambam? I would read it the simple way.
But then you're very much saying this is an oinish and then how many Gemara falls apart because then you can't have it.
The Havamina was that it wasn't an Onish. Kamash Malan, that it is. What's wrong with that? We already had this discussion. I'm saying, I'm not... The words Kamash Malan aren't there. But some...
She also actually said that only then does the Torah call that Ben Zarimar. But not that... We didn't...
Saying Rashi or...
Rashi.
I don't think Rashi agrees with the Rambam. I mean, Rashi clearly disagrees with the Rambam, Lagabe, the Hasra.
Right.
So, okay, we're going to try to explain Rashi a little bit differently. But just in terms of the Rambam's view, and, you know, maybe the Chinuch's view as well, it seems somewhat clear that it is an Onish. And not only that, but, I don't know, one second, I have my Rambam here. Anybody have their Rambam here?
Here.
Okay. Hey, look in Zion for a second. Here, hey, Keita Adana Ben Zoramora. Mevi'in also of the imot chila beizdin shaloshia shaloshia va'on lahem banein is a soramora mevi'in shnei edim shegana mishalavi v'kana basav yayin v'mashaganav v'achal v'osa osa achila ha'amura achar hasra v'zuhi edus harishona umalkin also kishar chayve malkus Shenemar, V'yisra oso v'lo yishma alei. V'chazar v'ganav mishalav v'achal achilazu, avim o'mevien oso l'beizin shal shlosh of esrim, o'mevien shnei eidim me'idin alav shaganav eh, v'zu eidis achrona, oh no, v'achal achilazu ha'amura achar shahasrubo. And he ate this achila after they warned him. V'zu he eidus achrona. Afilu ayashnayim rishonim eim achronim. Fine. But achar shemekablan eidusam bodkinosam shemehikiv zot esaseir es kol agid. Lo hikiv lo shilma lo shlosha chadashim. Gomrim dino keder kol arugi din. No, no. One second. Where was... So lashon... Why do I... I must add the wrong marimakim here. One second. I don't know. For some reason, I have the wrong marimakim about Kabbalah Sasra. I don't have to get back to you on this. Somewhere. Maybe it's just that one line, but I don't think that's what I was being medayik in. For some reason, I understood the Rambam Shita that he needs a Kabbalah Sasra. He needs to have actually been mekabel to Hasro. It's not enough that they just yelled something at him. I don't know if that's...
say in general, in the Sanhedrin, with the Sanhedrin, that he needs to be mekabel Hasro? Not super Vince or Amar, but just in general.
Yeah, but I don't know if that would help us so much here, because if you want to argue that this is the exception to the rule. And he says twice, by both achilas, achal achilazu amura achar shahasrubo. Meaning it says both times that he needs a real hasra, it seems to indicate that it's dealing with the real dine hasra. I don't know if that's the best diuk in the world, that he needs a kabbalah hasra, but definitely the Rambam seems to be thinking that this is regular din hasra. Saying he says that both achilas have to be done after hasra. So it seems, what do you... Why can't you give him malchus or mizah without a sra if the whole thing's not an onish?
No, you following.
Right, but that's all out the window here because it's not an onish anyway. The whole thing, you have to give a sra for an onish, I understand, but I don't know. The fact the Rambam requires real asra both times and nistama kabbalas asra as well seems to indicate that it's definitely some brand of onish. All right, whatever. The Rambam uses the Lashon Ones. He says that the guy needs a real Hasra. It seems to indicate very strongly that the Rambam is saying that there's some type of Onish going on here.
Just in the Rambam himself, when he quotes that in Halacha here, he says, "Well, Shakos is Kof and Shalei Ba'amis." It's not a reason why he's not Onish. It's just saying that, meaning the Kof and Shalei Ba'amis. Because after when he says about the Ish, then he says, "Mipnei," and he explains why. But the Kof and that the Rambam is also the same one as the Mishnah.
I don't understand.
Everybody agrees that the kotlin discussed in Mishnah is not a kotlin. It's somebody from 13 to stay status.
Okay.
So therefore, the Rambam also we hear is when he says the onus of kotlin, kotlin, so that comes is quoting there.
He just shooting the breeze.
He's quoting the Mishnah.
Right.
But it's not. There's a lot of it's annoying.
One second. What? Lo anash akasiv katan shelo bo lechlal mitzvos. Period. So that doesn't mean what it says? What does it mean?
No.
So what does it mean? So? I'm saying, if you just want to split hairs, then he says, v'chein yi shegadav v'harehu b'rishus atzmo eino niskal. Mishum shegana va'ocha v'shas achilazu, right? Saying like, says here he doesn't get skila, meaning he takes away the lashon onish, meaning because of course he's a bar onshin. He just doesn't get skila under this particular circumstance. I don't know. He's basically the Rambam is saying there, he can't be too young, he can't be too old, right? And what's the reason that he can't be too young? Because he's not a baronshin. What's the reason he can't be too old? Because already he's yotze from the parsha, right? But he clearly says the reason he can't be punished when he's too young is because he's not a baronshin. Say, I don't think there's anything you could say about that. All right, whatever. Lamaisa came near Lefiani is daiti in terms of the Rambam. So the question then becomes, if you learn like this Rambam, if you learn, and if you say the Chinuch is in the same boat as the Rambam, and perhaps other Rishonim as well, so how are you going to explain, we'll try to show that maybe Tosfos is also similar to the Rambam Shita. How are you going to explain the idea of Nidon al Shem Sofo? And furthermore, in other words, how is the Torah giving such an onus? It's just individual. So I don't have any great answers to this question. I have a few different ones that are written in books, but I don't have any great answers. So for starters, I'll tell you the Sefer Birch Savram, if you want to look it up, it's on page Resh, in the Birch Savram, Rav Avram Erlinger, he writes that the concept of Ben Soromor, Nidon al Shem Sofo, is not coming to tell you why the Ben Soromor is being punished. Rather, what's it coming to tell you? Why he's being punished so severely. You understand? Basically, the question is, of course he deserves a punishment, but that's not Misa. He didn't do anything to be Mechayev himself Misa. He did whatever he did to be Mechayev himself an Onish. Why does that Onish have to be Misa? That's perhaps one... What?
Whoever was it said?
Birch Avram? The Birch Avram seems to say that that's the whole idea. That, of course, you need Malkus for whatever Lavan you violated in the Torah. Right? But the question really is, if all he did was this act of stealing and the two acts of eating, so really, what are we punishing him with Misa for? How could that be a valid punishment? So for that, we say he's Nidon al Shem Sofo, and the Torah was Mechadish, a more chamur inyan, that he gets a stricter onesh than he really deserves. Yes?
Boosts up the loan payment for Zela to Malkus?
I don't think so, no.
Because normally, if you steal...
Right.
But
I don't...
No,
I hear what you're saying, but I don't know that that's what he means. I don't think that's what he meant.
Why does he get Malkus instead of payment?
What? Right. No, so there is the Gzera Shava that tells us that that's what it is, but then does that fit into the concept of Nidon Hashem Sofo? That's the question. So I don't know. But just to give it a little more tavlin, I guess, just to make it a little bit more meaningful, I saw in the Sefer, they quote in the name of Rav Shneur Cutler, of Aaron Cutler's son. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood for a while. So they quote in the name of Rav Shneur Cutler that really Nidon Hashem Sofo and the Chomer HaOnesh is not just that he's getting punished because something unrelated might happen in the future, right? So he says the idea is that when we say Yordat Torah Lesov Daito, so that's telling you that it's ki'ilu, the actions in the future will definitely happen, ad kedei kach, that we view them as if they have happened. What? They have happened? They haven't, Lamaisa. Nobody got killed. Nobody did anything that was mechayev them some misa. But whatever murders will take place in the future are considered mitzaref to the Maisa Dehashta. Whatever actions he'll do in the future, he's ki'ilu starting them now. So in other words, the yisod of Yor Detor L'sof Daito means that the act of stealing and eating that he's performing right now is really viewed as the beginning of an act of Ritzicha, I don't know, 5-10 years down the line. And therefore, the Torah bumps up his Maisa Avera now and is Ma'anish him for a much greater and more Chamer Avera, even though it's a lesser Avera, because it's considered the beginnings of a Maisa that will definitely happen. And since it will definitely happen, we're Mitzdarif what happens today to what will happen later. Yeah.
How does the Torah know that it will definitely happen?
Again, that I can't answer. I mean, the Torah, that's what Yard Lesov Daito. Under these exact circumstances, that's the one time the Torah is willing to tell you we absolutely know the future. right? That's, for example, there's the chilek between the Gemara and Brachas with Chizkiyo. Right, the Gemara Brach says by Chizkiyo that Yishaya Navi comes to Chizkiyo and he says, you're dying, and you're not only dying in this world, you're going to die in the next world. And because you weren't Osik B'Piri of Arivia, and Chizkiyo says, well, it's not my fault. I saw Baruch HaKodesh that I'm going, my son is going to be Menashe, and you know, we don't like Menashe very much. So I didn't want to give birth to a Menashe, so I decided not to have children at all. So what did Yishaya say to him? Anybody know? He says, none of your business. He said, you worry about your business, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu worry about his business. You saw in the future that your children are not going to be good? Okay, let God worry about that. He was right. I'm saying he was right. What he saw in the future did in fact come true. The famous Kasha, Tosas has this Kasha in a few places. He says, "What do you mean? How could you say, HaKol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Miyir Shemayim? What about Chizkiyo? He saw his son was going to be a Rosh, and Itaka turned out to be exactly that way. It seems like Menashe didn't really have Bechira Chavshis, whether or not to be a Yari Shemayim. It was preordained that he was going to be a Rosh. Ah, so whatever the answer is, it is. But the Gemara says that Chizkiyo was told by the Navi, listen, I too am a prophet. Doesn't mean I don't get to keep mitzvos. You have a mitzvah of Peru Revu, right? So, and you have to keep it. You saw that it's not going to turn out exactly the way you like. None of your business. Right, so one time in Kol Torah Kula, we say it is your business, right? It's your business when the kids have been so remar. But other than that, it's not really. It goes against the general Torah Shkafa, right? Right. All Bali Tshuva will tell you, like, what are you talking about? You could be mamish at the, I'm saying, what's the Lashon Chizkiyo use? So Chizkiyo said to Yishaya, right? What should I do? Okay, so I'll get married right now. Yishaya said, it's too late. So he said. So he said back to him, no, you have a daughter. She's single. She's a big tzaddikus. I'm a big tzaddik. So we'll get married, and maybe this schus will be enough, right? So Yishaya tells him, forget about it. It's a done deal. You're a dead man. And what was the line? It's a great line. I'm going to butcher it. I'm sorry about that. But right, he says, afilu cherev poris al tzavara shel adam al yimna atzma min atshuva. Something to that effect. What? Munachas al tzavaro, right? Al yimna atzma min atshuva. Even if there's a sword that's lying right at your throat, should never be messiah. You should never give up hope from tshuva. Right? So he says, I'm going to do tshuva right this minute. And Lamaisa, there was a happy / unhappy ending to that story, right? There was, he did not die, but his son was Menashe, saying, you know, so we're told that you should never give up hope. Uncharacteristically, the Torah tells us one time you should give up hope. There's no tshuva for this kid. Yeah?
I don't know. That's what the Gemara says about the
tshuva. Yeah. I mean, if you look in the end, in the first parak, the first Mishnah in Parak Chelek, so it's a machlokes whether or not Menashe has a chelek in Olam Haba, but it seems the vast majority opinion is that he has no chelek in Olam Haba, and he still caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, despite his tshuva, saying he didn't, Klal Yisrael didn't do tshuva. He did tshuva. That's, you know, it's basically he started this wildfire of Avodah Zarah throughout the entire, you know, Jewish people, and then he himself did tshuva. That's thrilling, but doesn't really do very many people very much good. Yeah. Well, that was the question that we had. That seemed to indicate it's not a real Nidon Hashem Sofa. It's not a full Nidon Hashem Sofa. What we're saying is that, no, he's being punished for the Maisa Averis that he did now. Right? The question is, why so severely? So that's the Birch of Ram's Chiddush. So the Nidon Hashem Sofa tells us that he's being punished. Just like any slight to your parents' kavod, which is a Maisa Avera, right? So your parents have the right to be mochel on that Maisa Avera. Let's say you talk to your parents very disrespectfully. So your parents have the right to be mochel. Right? They have the right to do so. It's a big machlokes achronim, right? The Minchas Chinuch was machadish, that the parents even have the right to be mochel on hakah. Let's say you want to hit your father.
This last opinion of the couple says that, like the first, because the parents aren't necessarily shy enough so that they're going to happen later.
No, but the point is that if there was no tchilas maisa avera now, it's not a maisa avera later. Meaning, it has to be a Maisa Avera that we then bump up as the Tchilas Maisa Avera for later. If it's not called a Maisa Avera now, meaning when he's a cotton, it's not called a regular Maisa Avera, although that's not so clear. But we're not calling it a full-fledged Ma'is Avera. You know what? Actually, I take that back completely. Forget that part about when he's a kohen. I take it back. But the point is that he has to be a Ma'is Avera if it's b'mechila. So then we're not going to call it a full-fledged Ma'is Avera. Now the truth is, I'm not being fully honest because Rashi seems to say you already did the Ma'is Avera, and then we bring you to Beis Din after that. But apparently, the parents can still be mochel even at that stage in the game. Now you could argue, as we'll say, Rashi is not going according to this whole mahalach, and it could be that the Rambam. I didn't do enough research to see that. Maybe we should look at it now, or at least a little bit later. It could be that the Rambam would not learn the Gemara that way. We have to check that out. Maybe the Rambam would learn the Gemara as saying that he's mochel b'shas maisa of the stealing, because otherwise maybe it is considered a problem. I don't know. I have to look into that better. I'll have to look into it later. Okay, so basically, this is perhaps one. It didn't really solve anything didn't really do that much for us. But Lamaisa, at least it helps a little bit in terms of understanding the mahalach that it's a real onish. How you can stem the concept of nidon hashem sofer with the fact that it's a real onish, meaning the nidon hashem sofer is going on the chomer haonish, and what's the mechanism that makes that work is that we view his maisa now as the tchilas maisa avera for the future. I saw in the same sefer that quoted this vart from Mishneir Kotler, he had a kasha from the Gemara on Daf Mem Vov. Because Rashi sort of alluded to that Gemara, where he said that the Ben Sora Mora is Eino Meis Al Chet O Ella Al Shem Sofo. So how can you argue that his Meis Avera now is a real Meis Avera? It's going to lead to his death. Right, it's not true. He's Eino Meis Al Cheto. Anybody get a chance to see that Gemara? Do you know what I'm talking about? Let's look at it now. What? I thought it was Amid Aleph. Let me double check. Yeah, Mem Vav Amid Aleph. Right. So the Gemara says. Right, the Gemara is. So we said that. What was the topic over there? Anybody know what we're talking about here? Right? So we're saying over here that the Taliyah that we do. Right? Anybody know what that is? Right. When you get skila, so then they hang you up for a short period of time to sort of display you. And then they take you right down, pretty much. So the Gemara says, my time at the Rabbanan, Amar Krav et Talisa Oso. Oso velo Osa. So the Rabbanan say you only hang a man, not a woman, that Medayik from Lashon Oso. Rav Lezer, Oso below Ksuso. Right, so they say no. Oso has nothing to do with being Mamayat and Isha. It just means that Oso, it should only be him. No extra things like clothing should be on him. V'rabbanan einachinami el amar krov chiyeh beish chait ish v'lo isha. So they say, okay, maybe you're right about that pasuk, but it says beish. Rav Lezer, hi chiyeh beish my darish beis. So what does he do with the word beish? Amar ish lakish ahulamute ben sora mora. It's the word ish. We said ben velo ish, right? It's ben sora mora should not be hanged after he is killed. V'atanya ben sora mora niskal v'nitle divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So you can't say that Rabbi Eliezer holds kind of be my ben sora mora because he holds that he is nitle. Elo amrav nachbar yitzchak l'rabos ben sora mora. It's to include ben sora mora. My time adam akrav v'chiyeh ba'ish chait ish velo ben. Chait misha al cheto nerag. Yatzam and Soramora Shal Shim Sofo Nerag. Right? Have miyad achar miyad, vein miyad achar miyad, elul rabos. So what do you see from here? What? That he's not Nerag al Cheto, Ella al Shem Sofo. Meaning we would have excluded Ben Soramora because it says only an Ish gets hanged. But then it says, because of his chait. Ben Soramor is not killed because of his chait. And therefore he is now back to being included in the pasuk, since he's not part of the Ish community, because it says that Ish is hanged because of his chait. Did everybody catch that? Okay, you guys saw that? You know that Gemara, right?
It still works with Yerkaf Abram, though, right?
So the question really is, how seriously do we take that line? Because, like, again, Rashi here, as we'll see, it seems to be Lashitaso. Rashi here also says, Ben Saramar, what's the Lashon? Lo Chata! He didn't sin! Right? Rashi's very upfront about this. Kiditna, very Ben Saramar. He quotes the whole Gemara. Right? He didn't sin. And that's what the Gemara is saying. He can't be included in the Pasuk of Taliyah because it says you get hanged because of your sins. Right? So he actually ends up being included. Sorry. He's not excluded by the word Ish because only people who are sinners are excluded by the word Ish. He's not a sinner, so the word Ish doesn't apply to him. Right? So it's a double negative makes a positive. Right? That's what it really is. Meaning the word Ish is a miut. But what kind of ish is mismayit from this pasuk? The ish who is a sinner. He's not an ish, and he's not a sinner, so he's not out. He's back in. Right? So that's how Rabbi Eliezer says he gets to leave. Okay. So you could take this literally, like Rashi seems to take it. He did not sin. Right? Or you could say, no, obviously, he sinned, but what's the lashon? How would you answer this? If I was the Rambam, I would say, how would I answer this? I would say, what's a Lashon? What? He's clearly Nidon Hashem Sofo, but
it
says, Misha al cheto nehrag. Because of his sin, he is killed. Meaning, everyone agrees that the Chomer Ha'onesh is because of Hashem Sofo. He's not nehrag al cheto. He's nenash al cheto. But the Hariga comes from Hashem Sofo. So I don't think that this is a kasha on the Mahalchim that we've been going with along the lines of the Rambam, but it's noteworthy. It's noteworthy that there is this very strong lashon of the Gemara. You can get out of it, but when I say it's there, it's good to know that it's there. Okay. So all that being said, it's kedai just to see the Reb Chaim's idea. Reb Chaim is in a lengthy discussion about something completely unrelated, which is talking about whether you can be made on a katan. So Reb Chaim's kasha becomes, since we're talking that you can't be made on a kasha on a katan, so we have a different technical problem, which would have thrown away the Gemara's whole hava mina. What's the technical problem? We can't be made on a cotton, so then what should never have happened? The Gemara's Havamina should have never existed, because we have a different reason why. We have a different reason why the cotton is not going to be punished. Nothing to do with not being a Baron Shem, yes, being a Baron Shem. That's all fine and good. But we never even should have gotten to that point, because how are they going to testify against him? You're not supposed to be made on a cotton. So what does Reb Chaim say? Right. He's saying that this is the exception to every rule. So we'll make more exceptions. Right? He's saying, this is the exception to every rule to begin with. The whole idea of Ben Soramor and Nidon Hashem Sofo is, we don't know. So Reb Chaim, ironically, Reb Chaim, who we're trying to search for a categorization, Reb Chaim's categorization is there is no category, and all bets are off. Right? The whole thing's kulo chiddush. So he's saying, so ein achinami, the kasha's better than the teretz. The teretz is, none of your kashas are kashas. Okay. It solves all the world's problems, but it doesn't, Reb Chaim has a great ability to leave you feeling like everything's perfect at the end. Right here, I feel like everything's but perfect. You know, so Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim here is not his normal style, but nevertheless, it could be that Reb Chaim sees too many inconsistencies, and he just says that you can't. There's only one rule. There are No rules, right? That's the only one rule by Ben Sora Amora. There are no rules. Finished. Right? So that's the only thing we could say. So if you got it, you don't. I thought for sure it would be on Hebrew books, but it was not. I thought I would be able to get a copy on my computer last night.
No.
It's Rav Shach's Svarim on the Rambam. So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, he does argue on this Rav Chaim, and he says he doesn't understand why Rav Chaim doesn't want to categorize it. He could have given a much more Pashut Teretz. There are many cases, and many, many cases, but there are some cases where that when you're in the Parsha for the Onesh, you become Shaykh to the Eidus. He's saying that it's not that the Maisa Kutin is nothing, and it's not that the whole thing is nothing. That's why I backed out of my statement when I said that when you're the Kutin, your Maisa doesn't count for anything. It counts for something. Right? There's a Gemara earlier on where they talk about a girl who's more than 3 years old, who is married by her father, father's Makabel Kedushin for her, and she's Mizaneh, so she's technically Chayav Misa. Does she get Misa?
No.
Of course not. She's not a Bas Onshin until she is Bas Mitzvah. So why not? So the Gemara says such a Lashon that the Chas Rachman Alel. The Torah took pity, took mercy, it was merciful. So in other words, it seems from at least that Gemara that when a Kutin does a Maisa Avera, it is a Maisa Avera, but the Torah said you're not going to get Onshin until you are of age. So Rav Shach is saying there is grounds to say that if we were to punish the Kutin under these circumstances, then the Eidus on the Kutin would be Shaykh to have. So he didn't think the whole thing was such a big kasha to begin with that Rav Chaim needed to throw away the rule book. He says the exception to the rule is that in the Havamin of the Gemara, the kid gets Onshim. But in the Maskana, the kid doesn't get Onshim, so we don't throw away the rule book. But even within the Havamina, it's not so bad. Because since the kid is shaykh to get an onish, so it's shaykh to have a Kabbalah's Eidus. The only chiddush is that the kid is not excluded from onshim. So once you understand the basic flow there, it's not a hard svara. Okay, so you get the point. All right, so what we're not going to have time to do now is I just want to wrap up Shitas Rashi. I want to wrap up Shitas Rashi by showing you that basically there are four times, one of which I didn't show you, but there are four types of individuals that Rashi thinks do not get Hasura. We see Ben Sora Mora does not get Hasura. We'll also see that there are three others. There are three others, one of whom is in Gemara and Ksuvis that says that Edim Zomimim don't get Hasura. Right, you saw the Rambam on that, I hope. Edim Zomim don't get Asra. Rambam has a very strange line. Says the Edim Zomim don't get Asra because it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Right? So Raifet says, who cares? Well, Lav Shein Bo Maisa have to do with Asra. So they won't get Malkus. Yeah?
Before you give Atra, you say, if you do this.
Right, so there's a wonderful punishment saying there's wonderful punishments in store for the Edim Zomim, whatever they were trying to give to the guy. But Edim Zomim don't get Asra because they're not doing a Maisa. Who cares about the Maisa?
So when you give Hasra, you say, don't kill, don't eat the chila.
Right.
So, I mean, if there's no Masa, then is the Hasra faulty? And you can't give it?
No, meaning a person who does a Lashem Maisa could get Hasra, but they're not going to get Malkus because it's not Doma to the Lav of Losachsom Shorbedisho. It's a technicality. It's not, what does that have to do with, yeah.
Isn't there a little discussion in Malkus about, like, there's no Hasra, so it would be Hasra stuffing?
It would be Asra, Suffolk. Yeah, meaning there are maybe reasons why Edom Zomim don't get Asra, but at the end of the day, it's nothing to do with Lav Shein Bo Maisa. The Rambam invented this. This Lashon is found nowhere. So that's what we have to figure out, what the Rambam is talking about. But and hopefully that'll help us understand Rashi better. But Rashi basically has four individuals who don't get Asra. Edom Zomim, Ben Sora Mora, Mesis, and Zaken Mamre. And we'll see that the Gemara puts all four of these individuals together in a special category. The Gemara takes all four of these people and says, what's special about them? What din do they get? Right, they get hachraza. We wait. We wait until the Shalosh Regalim to kill them. And we basically make a public spectacle out of the whole thing because in order to fulfill kol ha'am yishmu v'yiro, right, v'lo yizidun od, that everybody should see them. and they should, you know, this should strike fear into the heart of the nation that they should not copy any of these individuals. So the question becomes, is the Gemara the beginning and the end of all of it? That's the one thing that they have in common, or maybe they have a lot of things in common. Rashi seems to indicate that none of those individuals get Hasra. That's another thing that they have in common, which all of a sudden makes things a little more interesting for Rashi, and perhaps that can explain a lot of the difficulties we've been having with Rashi regarding Ben Sora Mara. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem next time. Tomorrow, I think we're going to have a regular shiur with everybody. I think Rabbi Hain's not going to be here, so I'm going to give shiur in the Beis Medrash on something else. I'm not sure what yet.
Thank you very much.